from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University. Day 3 of Buffalo Bills training camp just wrapped up and joined now by defensive tackle Daquan Jones. Welcome back into the sports bar, bud. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Daquan, you played here in the Southern Tier, New York State, and we have a connection here. This guy over here played for Corning East in 2010. Can you confirm that you pancaked our engineer Derek back in high school?
I'm not sure. It could have happened. I'm not sure.
Just to be clear, you're at Johnson City. This guy, Corning East, 2010 graduate. Paths would have crossed, right?
Yeah, we would have played, for sure, yeah.
His face is all red. Yeah, I'm fairly certain you abused him when you guys met on the high school football field.
What color? Huh? What color was Corning East?
We were the maroon.
Maroon.
The rest was the green.
Yep.
And they merged, right? That's the big...
They merged after we graduated.
Very good.
Yeah.
Maroon, yeah.
How's camp been so far, Daquan?
Pretty good. Pretty good 3 days, not too bad. No complaints, really.
Lots of new faces, new opportunities.
Yeah, a lot of. We got a lot of guys in the D-line room, but it's been great, man, out here. The chemistry's been great. The meeting's been great, and we're kind of just all gelling really well together.
Daquan, we saw the end of practice today. How special was it to have Kim Pegula address the team? What was that like?
Oh, that was cool. I mean, for me, that was like one of the first times I was that close to her after everything that happened. And to see her up walking around and be able to do that was pretty cool.
Now, it's a small thing, but, you know, we notice little details. No guardian cap for you. Is that by choice, or they run out of guardian caps for you guys today?
Well, they're like the new helmets you can get.
Yeah.
There's like two different helmets you can wear. If you wear those, you don't have to wear the guardian cap.
Okay.
So, I got a new helmet. It's one of the safest ones they made, so I'm rocking with that one.
Yeah, nice. Okay, that explains it.
Yeah.
Today, being back on the field, Daquan noticed something last year. It was one of the night games, and this is after the London game, after the injury happened. You were around the team. I remember seeing you in the tunnel, seeing you being around. How important was that for you just to be there throughout the rehab process?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge for my mental. I think when they told me that I had an opportunity to come back, I didn't want to get complaints and try to go somewhere else in rehab. I wanted to do it around the guys to kind of feel like I never left type energy. So I kind of just stayed here, rehabbed, and still went to meetings, everything like that. And I think it was big for me to kind of be here and show support to my guys who I grinded with all training camp and even, you know, the first quarter of the season. That I'm here, I'm cheering for them. And any question they needed to ask as far as film, whatever, like, I'm watching it. I'm another set of eyes on the game day. So just trying to make sure that I was there for them to help them in any way I can.
And it sure feels like that's the kind of move that gets you rewarded with the 2-year extension. Did you think to yourself after the playoff loss to Kansas City, I got to get back to Buffalo this year. This has got to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to come back. Again, I didn't know just because of, you know, this, being 32. You know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, just talk to Bean, and we got a deal done, and I'm grateful for it, and I'm ready to go back to work.
Yeah, we're excited to see Daquan Jones back on the defensive line this year for the Buffalo Bills. And the guy you're next to, notice one play today by Ed Oliver breaking up the pass there. What's it been like with Ed? How is he coming along and working with him this year?
Yeah, I think you know, the first couple of days, we're all just trying to get back in that groove and trying to find it. But I think he's going to pick up what he did last year. I think his confidence is through the roof. And, I've been saying I think he's a hell of a player. And I'm really excited to go out there and play with him and stay healthy and get through a whole season with him. And I'm going to do my damn best to make sure to have it. So,
day three of camp, still no pads. Day off tomorrow, then the practice on Sunday.
Yep.
How hard is it when you're not wearing pads? How hard is it to not hit someone? How hard is it to not hit the quarterback? I mean, you got the red jersey, so you kind of have trained yourself in practice not hitting that guy, but how hard is it to not be a little bit more physical than you want to be?
Can I be completely honest with you? I think as far as O-line and D-line, when we put pads on, it sounds kind of crazy, but nothing really changes.
Really?
I mean, we're still, striking each other with our hands and stuff like that. It just sounds a little louder. I mean, and maybe the throw up on a running back is a little different. You can kind of throw them up a little more, but far for the guys up front, I think we are kind of used to just kind of banging all day, and with that, it just really doesn't change that much. But I am looking forward to get pads on, just kind of get that feel back and go out there and compete with the guys.
We're talking to Daquan Jones, defensive lineman, recruiter. Like, how big a role did you have in bringing over your friend Austin Johnson to Buffalo this year?
Yeah, I mean, I told him straight up, man, I'm like, dude, like, if you want to win and have a chance to play and playing in the style of defense that you want to, Buffalo's the spot. And I just sent him that message, and probably like a day later, he called me back, told me he's going to come up here to Buffalo to visit, and he called me with Bobby, and kind of the rest is history. So
talk about Bobby a little bit, because we noticed, at least I noticed, there's a lot of energy with that guy. I mean, he conducts his practices, and you can tell he's into it, and he expects you guys to run at high volume with a lot of tempo and a lot of energy. How much of a departure is that from what Sean had going on last year as a defensive coordinator?
I mean, it's just how Bobby is, man. His energy is infectious, and how he approaches the game, and he does it. You walk in the meeting room, like, you know, meetings tonight, this afternoon, he's going to have the energy in there, right? And you know, his message is best in the world, and you know, every day we gotta live by that, and we're going to practice field, and he kind of just translates over there. He's running around and making sure that everyone's doing their job, and you know, like I said earlier, he's there, and he can give you feedback on the field, which is very hard and very – you don't see that a lot, and he can give feedback to everybody. I mean, how – you got two eyes, and you're watching every position, right? But, like, he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And I just think he's a hell of a coach. He's a coach we definitely need in that position, and I'm just looking forward to going through a whole season with it.
Yeah, just like any year, a lot of new faces. One of them on the defensive line, a third-round pick, Dwayne Carter.
Yeah.
How's he coming along, and – what's your role when it comes to a young guy like that? What are you trying to do and show him the ropes there?
Yeah, you let him play his game, let him be who he is, and just be there when he needs a question answered. But let him just go, let him be. Don't make him think too much, and don't try to put too much on his plate. Just let him go out there and play the game they got him here. And so I think he's doing a great job. He had a couple great plays today, and flying around. I think his work ethic is pretty impressive for a young guy, and also his knowledge of the game. So I think it'd be good fit for us.
Daquan, a lot has been made in the last couple of days of comments that Von Miller made after first day of training camp, talking about how, hey, look, I mean, last year I probably shouldn't have gone out there. I maybe wasn't 100%. Do you notice a difference between Von this summer versus Von last summer when he was still rehabbing that ACL?
Yeah, I think it's night and day. I think he's doing a heck of a job. You can see his confidence building every day, and how he's out there rushing and making moves. And I'm just happy he's at peace in his mind and where he's at, where his body's at, and he can play to a level that we all know and expect.
Yeah, Daquan, to bring the interview full circle here, the path you took, I mean, playing high school football, getting to the NFL, high school football in New York State, it's the not the easiest path as compared to other states. What would be your advice to any young man right now that's just starting out on this path, and, you know, how were you able to do it, Daquan?
I think the best thing I would say is, like, you know, you have to make sure you have a strong mental and kind of fortitude your mind to kind of block out all the noise. I mean, early on, you can – the choices to really choose to either play football or go run in the streets or make those bad decisions, those are big. And I think when I think back about my life, I mean, I definitely had those situations come in my life where I had to choose, and just choosing right and making sure that you surround yourself with good people. And like, for me, I had all my high school coaches to give me credit. You know, my high school football coach, Bill, would pick me up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll go work out before school and go to school and stay after and work out and, you know, do all that stuff with him. And so he been someone who's been really helping me when I was that young, and all my teachers, like, just really having that good community around you. So that's why I give so much credit to my teachers and my coaches back home, because, you know, they really helped me out and made it a lot easier. But at the same time, outside of that, just making those right choices, man, and trying to know what you want, knowing that you want to be better for yourself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Daquan, we're glad you're back. We're glad football is back because it ends a downtime. I mean, I'm flipping through channels looking for action, any action I can find. ESPN comes on. There's Daquan Jones throwing cornhole.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to me about cornhole. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I blame Deion for introducing it to me when I first got here. But like, I fell in love with it, man. I truly did. And he reached out to me and goes like, "Hey, I'm having an event in Louisiana. Would you want to do it?" I'm like, "Yeah, like why not?" Like, and I went out there and you know, came back with a win. And the best part about it was we came down to me and Deion playing against each other, and just to get that win over him, it was freaking amazing. I loved it. And you know, I've been playing ever since. I go home and I throw bags just to practice. So that might be my pastime after this.
You just gave us a little glimpse into your head. You're kind of soft spoken, and you know, you come off like you don't have a mean streak, but at the end of the day, you're a competitor. You've got that juice.
Sure.
You want to beat up the guy that's across from you.
Yeah,
you want to win every single battle you're in.
For sure, yeah. I'm a nice guy, but like I compete. I'm competitive. I don't like to lose. I don't do what I do to lose. So I definitely got a little mean streak to me.
Is there any cornhole tournament going on here at Fisher after hours? We heard there's other activities. What did KJ Hamler call it? The nerd game that Josh Allen's doing or something like that?
Oh, I haven't heard about that one, but we have not gotten the games yet. I do want to get those going, though. The board's right there and up there in the hall, so all we got to do is put them outside, and I guarantee we get a good crowd going.
I love it. Daquan, thank you for making time for us.
No
we know
problem.
How busy your schedule is here at St. John Fisher for training camp. It's good to have you back in the sports bar. Best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Healthy, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Buffalo Bills defensive tackle and competitive degenerate Daquan Jones. He's not going to lose any battle, including bags. He's going to throw cornhole all over the place. Can't wait to hear about that here at training camp.
I mean, those are my favorite interviews where you're talking to somebody that we're having fun talking about cornhole. We're busting his chops. We're busting our engineer's chops for getting pancake.
Yeah.
But then he lays out how he was able to succeed and how the mental side of it was so big for him growing up, and that would be his advice. Just make good choices growing
up. Yeah, I mean, look, it's tough.
right? Because you're kind of a product of your environment, and it's very easy if you're in a negative environment to get pulled towards darkness. Daquan just sharing some of that foresight, some of that wisdom from his experiences to anybody that would like to try and emulate what he or any professional athlete has been able to do. It comes down to working hard and making good choices. Pretty simple formula. And Daquan Jones, with that two-year extension, glad to have him back here at Bills training camp. Glad that we had him in the sports bar today. That was a lot of fun.
Not a cloud in the sky right now, Mike Danger. It is just a perfect day here if you're a Bills fan. Decent practice, which we can recap here briefly, where, hey, Josh Allen started out good. Defense got him at the end there. We'll talk to Ryan Talbot coming up in a little bit, and he and Matt Perino on the Shout podcast today talking about how Greg Rousseau actually had a really nice day. And we brought up Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver came through like a beast batting down a pass by Josh Allen today.
Yeah, we also heard today after practice from Bills wide receivers Curtis Samuel, Keon Coleman, and nickel corner Taron Johnson. And I think the Coleman maybe is worth sharing, just because, just as an observation here, yep, at training camp, we'll hear a lot of cheers, obviously, for Josh Allen, and you'll hear kids screaming for Josh to sign an autograph. But number two on that list very quickly has become Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman, in a short amount of time, has really made an impact as far as his popularity with this fan base.
Isn't that amazing? Like, you have these other veterans and guys like Von Miller that are going to be in the Hall of Fame someday.
Yeah. And it's Keon.
It's Keon. And you know what that, why that is? He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
He really is.
He's got a great character, great personality. So we'll share some of that with you, what we heard from Keon after practice. Coming up next on The Fan Rochester, 866-4326 is our number if you want to pull up a stool and join us.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.